And joining us on the telephone with a question that's sort of related to time is Laura Eubank. Hello, Laura.
Hi there.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to ask a question about hair and why it stops growing and why some people can never have a haircut but and their hair will just stop growing at, like, their shoulders.
So how long's your hair? You got long hair?
It's, like, just below my shoulders.
Have you been consciously trying to grow it, or is this...
No, it's not me. It's one of my friends.
That's a very good question. You know, why is it, for instance, that your hair that grows on your head can, in some people's cases, reach their waists, but people's eyelashes, conveniently, remain only a few millimetres long? Because if you had eyelashes that reached your waist, that would make seeing quite difficult, I would imagine. Similarly, pubic hair under your arms, for example, why does that stay short and curly and then drop out before it gets really, really long, whereas the hair on your head, again, can become very, very long? And the answer is it's all down to genes. And when you're developing as an embryo, your body develops as a series of segments, and written into those segments is a genetic pattern that tells that bit of the body where it is in the body, and anything that develops on that segment inherits that genetic pattern, which dictates to it how it should grow and develop. And if you look at how hairs work, hairs have three phases to their life cycle. They have what's called an anagen phase, and this is where they grow, and the hair follicle has a number of stem cells that are very, very active, and they pump out keratin, which is the hair chemical, and the keratin forms a big polymer, which is a filament, the hair that you see. And after the anagen phase, which can last anything from days, in the case of, say, an eyelash, that's about 2 or 3 weeks, to a head hair, which can be 3 or 4 years, that determines how long the hair grows for, and therefore its ultimate length. Then the hair goes into what's called a catagen phase, and that's where the follicle switches off and the hair actually falls out. And then there's a third phase, which is called a telogen phase, when the follicle rests, and then it resets the system and the whole thing starts again. So it's down to how long the hair grows for, the anagen phase, and that is determined by your genes, basically the genes that are programmed into the bit of the body that's got the hair in it. Cat?
I was thinking, so if you had some kind of weird genetic mutation, you could have, you know, pubic hair that grew down to your ankles.
I suppose if you similarly transplanted head hair to your pubic region or vice versa, you would get hair that had that behaviour because it had pre-programmed into it that way of growing.
Freaky.
Is that what you've had done?
No,
that would explain a lot, though.
I don't have pubic hair that reaches to my ankles, Chris.
I wouldn't know, Kat. Laura, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you.
It's great to have you on The Naked Scientist.
OK, thanks.
See you later.